to you. Let us bow our heads just a moment now. In your own way, silently pray just for a moment now. Praying, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me. Now, Lord, this choir, this church, this group of people is waiting patiently. I have spoke extensively. They're praying, Lord. I have told them that you're not dead, that you've raised them dead. I've given them every promise. I told them last night the promise that you've made, how that the ending up of Abraham's time, ending up of the Jews, the Samaritans, and now the, at the end of the Gentiles' age, here you come to do the same thing. The Pentecostal age started about 40, 50 years ago, right here on the West Coast. How they spoke with tongues and interpreted the power of God among them. How they seen the sick healed, everything take place. But now the last sign has struck among them. You're coming, Lord. Not much longer. That's why I'm standing here tonight, Lord. I believe you. Oh, God, make these people persistent. May the seed that's been sown anchor down into the hearts of the people. May they see it. May they believe it. May they have faith and believe you with all their heart. Now, Father God, the old trend is to lay hands upon the sick. We know that's the way to do it. The old trend was come to the altar, kneel down and pray. But in the Bible it said as many as believed was added to the church, was baptized. We believe in all these things. We still think it served a good purpose. And it's good. We believe it. But how much greater when Jairus said, come lay your hand on my daughter and she'll live. But the Roman, the Gentile, said, I'm not worthy that you come under my roof. Just speak the word. And my servant will live. You said, I've never seen faith like that in Israel. God, may we never let it down. May we be able. May what I'm trying to do, God, to let the people see that you are their Savior. You're the one who does the healing. You're the one who furnishes the faith. God, I pray that they'll not doubt. And then when if they will not doubt, then faith will come automatically right into their hearts. And they'll understand. Let us see you, Lord. One day after the resurrection, Theophilus and his friend was on the road down to Emmaus. And they talked with him all day long, and they didn't know him. But late that evening, he went in the room with them, and they closed the doors. And then he did something just the way he did it before his crucifixion. And they knew that no one else did it that way, and they knew it was him. So they hurried back and told the people, after he vanished out of their sight, that truly the Lord is risen. Father God, we're laid aside our task of the day. We're here tonight. The room is closed in. Come, Lord. Do something among us tonight, just like you did before your crucifixion, that we might lightheartedly, like they were, go back along the road saying, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us along the way? Grant it, Lord. One word from you will confirm everything that I've said. And if I've said the truth, and I know, Lord, you will only confirm truth. You will have nothing to do with lies and errors. You only confirm the truth. Now, Father, I pray that you will confirm what's been said to be truth. I commit myself to you with your word, with your congregation of people, and their faith that they have accumulated. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that you will move on the scene now and prove to be with us. After 2,000 years, there's no death to him. He's alive forevermore. Grant it, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to ask the congregation, now just fixing to close just a moment, and I'll ask you if you will be just as reverent as you can for about 3 minutes. We're just a little too late to call a prayer line, but I'd just like to ask this question before we close. Is there somebody here that's convinced that he's the Son of God and you're not a Christian? I can only ask you. I know it's proper to give great long altar calls and so forth, but we shouldn't do that. And sympathetic stories, but if you don't come upon the basis of the Word of God, it doesn't make any difference. See, you're not there anyhow. You've got to come knowing that you're a sinner and Jesus died in your stead. You've got to come and confess your sins. Are you here? And I won't call you up here. I'm just going to ask you, are you here? And you're convinced that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and you are a sinner in need of Him. Would you just raise your hands and say, Brother Branham, I believe in your prayer. Pray for me. I am a sinner and I want you to pray for me. That's all I'll ask you to do. We don't give no gold stars out and this and make so many of this. I don't believe in that. If the Holy Spirit can't make you know that you're a sinner, then there's no need of me trying it, you see. So then, if you believe that you're a sinner and need Christ, say, pray for me, Brother Branham. Raise up your hand. I'll do it. All of you Christians? How many Christians are here then? Raise up your hands. All is filled with the Spirit and Christians. Praise God. That's good. Fine. All right. Is there sick people here then? Raise up your hands. It's sick. I'm here as God's servant to serve you. Raise up your hands. You say, I have need of God, and I have something wrong with me. Pray. You without prayer cards now. I just want the ones without prayer cards. Because, well, prayer cards, probably tomorrow night or whatever, when we do, we'll pray for everyone's got prayer cards. You without prayer cards, I want to say something to you. Last night I told you, and tonight I'll tell you again. We know what he did when he was here on earth. If he was back here again on earth tonight in a physical body, he would do the same thing he did then because he is the same. Is that right? Now, what would be any more than to see the Holy Spirit move in this audience like this and perform the very works and prove to you that Jesus Christ, your Savior, is right here among you? How it ought to thrill your soul.
Amen.
How you ought to say, oh, mercy, there's nothing. I've seen that done one time in South Africa. One time on the platform, and 30,000 blanket natives broke their idols on the ground and come to Jesus Christ. 10,000 Mohammedans. You know, they worked for years to change one of them. That's the old Medes of Persians that don't change. See? That's right. Bombay, India? I don't know. I just don't know how many. You couldn't number them. Just oceans of black hands up. One time. Now, we Pentecostal people who claim to kiss the rim of the golden blessings of the cup of God, how can we stand still and see the Holy Spirit moving around as Christ Himself with His Word proving that He's here? And then you sit still and say, well, I wish that something take place. He could do no more. And remember, I'm telling you, in the name of the Lord, if you believe me to be His servant, in the name of the Lord, you'll see no greater sign than you're seeing now. You'll never see it. Now, you mark it down your Bible. If you do, then you call me up. This is your seeing your last thing. Just remember, the church is going. It's going into Laodicea. It's just where she's at now. Now, you pray, you believe. Just be real reverent. No matter where you are, just pray. Be real quiet. See, each one of you is a spirit. And when that Holy Spirit comes to the anointing, every spirit that moves, see, you can feel it. It's just tense. That's the reason Jesus led a man outside the city to heal him. There's too many there, you see, too much. He took Jairus' house and put them all out before he rose his daughter, raised her up, see. There's too much unbelief that's laughing at him and everything, see. You can't do it where unbelief is. It just won't work. But I'm asking God tonight to prove that I've told you the truth. Let Him speak. Man can speak, but I've told you the truth. You be persistent and say, tonight is my time. That little old preacher don't know me, knows nothing about me. But God, you're a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, and I'm touching you by faith. I believe I have it. Let me touch you, Lord. Then you speak back to Brother Branham and tell me like you did when you spoke to Christ, the Son of God, and told him the woman with the blood issue and blind Bartimaeus and all the rest that he did like that by a vision. Tell me. You pray. Just be in prayer. There's a lady sitting right back here to my left, right through here, on the end of the row. She's suffering with trouble with her ears. You believe that God will heal you and make you well, lady? You is looking at me. You believe he'll heal your ears and make you well? You do? All right. Have you a prayer card? You don't have a prayer card. You don't need one. See, that's that unknown faith that you have. You didn't even expect it hardly. But a faith is a hidden thing. Now, you just believe with all your heart. But if you don't believe and won't accept it, your ears will get worse. And just remember, if you believe it, you've touched something. What about down through here, down through this part of the aisle? Somebody that's got faith wants to believe. Just touch his garment. Not me. Won't do a thing. I'm just a sinner. Here's a man. Yes, right then when he bowed his head right here, praying, "Let it be me, Lord." Stomach trouble. That's your trouble. I'm a stranger to you. Is that right? That's your trouble, though, isn't it? Got a peptic condition. Sour in the stomach and everything always upsets you. Had it for a long time. Let me tell you something else. You're not from here. This is not your home. You're from Portland. You believe with all your heart. Now you can go back. Be made well. You accept it and believe it'll be made well. God bless you. Go on your road. Believe. There's a lady sitting right back here, looking at me right here. There's that, like, can't you see that light over that woman? Look here. Look real close right here. See? She's suffering with an arthritis. If you'll believe with all your heart, she'll be healed of the arthritis. This is trapped, if you'll believe with all your heart. She's going to miss it. I never seen a woman in my life. I seen it's fixing to leave you, lady. That's the reason I had to call your name. Don't get strange at that. Jesus of Nazareth told Simon Peter who he was and who his father was. See? He's the same Jesus. Now, if I'm a stranger to you, lady, raise up your hand. The lady that was just called, sure. Never seen her in my life. She's just a woman sitting there. You believe it. You believe? That proves the presence of Jesus Christ. Amen. Here's such a woman sitting right here looking at me. There's a dark shadow over her. She'll die if something won't help her. She's got cancer. You believe that God will heal you and make you well? If you do, you can be healed. But you got to believe it. Have faith. Don't doubt it. I see that cancer dance, that sign from over that went over on a man. He's sitting looking at me. You believe with all your heart, sir, God will heal that cancer on your hand and make you well? I'm a stranger to you, but God knows you. By the way, you should believe it. You're a missionary. Want to go back to Formosa again. Preach the gospel. You believe God can tell me who you are? You know I'm a stranger to you. You believe God can tell me who you are? Mr. Graves, believe with all your heart and you go back and be healed. Maybe. You believe him? Amen. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe? How many believe it with all your heart? Raise up your hand. Now, in his presence, why don't you lay your hands on one another and let me pray for you here? See? And it concerns me a little. Help me. Go on. There it is across the building. And go talk to these people. You know where they've been, where I've six or seven of them, whatever it was here. Just ask them. Some of you in the audience, or in a balcony back there, believe. I challenge any of you in the name of Jesus Christ, believe it. Be persistent. Hold on to it. And I challenge you to lay your hands on one another as believers and pray for one another and believe it. You'll get well and you'll do it. I challenge any person that's been a sinner and hasn't believed to stand on your feet now and ask for mercy, and you shall obtain mercy if you mean it from your heart. If you held back a while ago, which there's a dozen of you sitting here at altar raised up as sinners. Now tell me I don't know, I do know. Now I know you're sitting there unbelieving. I could call your name. You know that. How many has been in meetings and seen that done before? Sure you have. But what it does, it hurts the congregation they come from. Jesus said, let the weeds and wheat grow together. He's the one who'll bind it up. But you're sitting here. How could you hide yourself? You better stand and accept Christ. Let me tell you, you'll never be any closer in his presence till you see him face to face. For let me say to you, this to you is my Bible here before me. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has raised from the dead. He's here tonight in the form of the Holy Ghost. He's the one that permits this work to be done. Remember, believe Him. Put your hands on one another now and let's pray one for the other. I'm going to pray for these handkerchiefs first. While I'm praying, you be praying for the person you got your hands on. They'll be praying for you. Heavenly Father, I bring these handkerchiefs to you. They are representing sick people. We're taught that one day Israel was on its line of duty going to the Promised Land. And the Red Sea got right in the way. Israel, in the line of duty, following the commandments of God, and the Red Sea got right in its way to cut them off from the promise. One writer said that God looked down through that pillar of fire, and the sea got scared, and it rolled back itself and made a dry path for Israel to cross over in the Promised Land. You're still the same God tonight. Sickness and disease has cut people off from the walking right in the line of duty. And you said, above all things, I would that you prosper in health. And may the God who gave the promise not only look through the pillar of fire, but through the blood of His own Son, Jesus Christ. And may them diseases get scared and move back off of the people. For we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Satan, you bound the people and hindered them all these years, kept them bound in sickness. We come as representatives of Christ, and we adjure thee by Him who gave us the authority to do so. Leave the people, come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. May the power that raised Christ from the grave break every doubt above the people's hearts, that they might receive their healing just now in the name of Jesus Christ. All that believe it, stand up on your feet in the name of Jesus Christ and accept your healing regardless of what's wrong with you. Amen. I will praise you. I will praise you. I will with praise Him. Let's give Him praise, everyone.
Praise Him. I will praise Him. Oh, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory.
Get the coldness off and the shackles broke from around us. The spooks drove away. That's what's the matter, people? Can't you realize that we're entering in after the message into a spirit of worship? Let's just raise our hands to God and worship Him and say, praise the Lord. Praise be to God. Thanks be to the Father who gives us the Son of God, resurrected from the dead, alive forevermore. Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the morning star, He that was, which is, and shall come, the rooted offspring of David. How we praise You, Almighty God, for Your omnipotent presence, for Your visitation to us tonight, for the power of Your resurrection, for the assurance of salvation, for Your great manifestation of Your Word in this last days that You promised that You would do, in the face of criticism and formalities and everything, You still remain God, the same God yesterday, today, and forever. How we thank You for it, Father. Amen. Amen. Oh, don't you feel good? Say, praise the Lord. Well, that don't sound like Pentecost to me. Praise the Lord. That sounds better. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory.
I love Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.
I will pray.
praise Him.
Let's raise your hands and say it. Make it ring out.
Praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinner slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away ye stain.
You love Him? Say amen. You love your neighbor? Say amen. Now let's shake hands with one, somebody around you, in front of you. Just stand still, just shake hands with somebody around you, saying, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't you feel good? Amen. Now, let's sing it again.
I will praise Him.
Raise your hand.
Amen. Now, in the quietness and in the presence of the Almighty, we still have about 10 minutes. We couldn't call too many prayer cards. Tomorrow night I'm just going to come in and call the prayer cards, as the Lord willing. I want you to believe it without prayer cards. I'm going to do something else just in a moment. But how many in this building that does not have a prayer card? And you believe that Jesus Christ is the same Christ that I gave that testimony after testimony, had those disciples to testify how they know He was the Christ. And Hebrews 13:8 says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How many believe that you have faith enough to touch His garment? Just raise your hands up. Say, pray for me. I believe. You without prayer cards. Without the prayer cards. Now please be reverent just a moment more. I know it's late, but it's not too late. It's 20 minutes earlier than we was last night. But just be reverent. Now pray. Just each one bow his head in his own way. And then you pray. While I watch, committing myself to God, if you're interested in God and your salvation, and to see the signs and wonders that I have said here in the Bible that He did, and you want to know where the one that you're professing your faith in, and you that raised your hand a while ago, may He come tonight because of this altar call and prove to you that He's your Savior. That He does know your heart. And it was Him that spoke to you. And He's the one that can speak back now. Just be reverent. Just pray. Don't doubt. May you raise your heads just a moment. Peter and John, passing through the gate called Beautiful, said, look on us. That not that they were something to attract. Now you was confessing to God, praying for some certain trouble. Now you believe with all your heart. Now be alert. The Holy Spirit is very timid. How many knows that? Very timid. Just won't tolerate nothing wrong. So as soon as it's called, answer quickly. Just pray. Believe. Now, the Bible said that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever, and He's right now a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. You believe that? Well, if He is the same high priest, if you touched Him, He'd act the way He did yesterday, the day that when He's on earth. Do you believe that? Sure. The woman touched His garment, and she went off and sat down, and He said, somebody touched me. He looked around until He found the woman, told her what her trouble was, and her faith had healed her. Now, He's the same today. Please, please don't move around. I'm not scolding, but look, see, here's what the devil keeps saying to me. They don't believe you, or they listen to you. See? You remember what he told me at Greensville? How many in here is here when I was here the first time? Or you remember me coming to you, and I put my hand out, and you'd touch my hand, and then if I just kept still, don't try to use my own thinking, it would tell you what was wrong with you. You remember that? You remember me telling you that he told me it had come to pass that I know the very secret of their heart? Remember me telling you that? Now raise your hand if you remember me saying that what that he told me if I'd be real reverent. See, there you are. Now it has come to pass. See? So that makes it true. The Bible says if there be one among you spiritual or a prophet, and what he says comes to pass, then you hear him. If it doesn't come to pass, then don't you fear him. Because I'm not with him. That's more in sense. See? Because if God's there, he'll make it true. Now you just pray. You without prayer cards. You with the prayer cards. God willing, I'll get you in the line tomorrow night up here on the platform. Without prayer cards. It'll be a remnant. They that wait upon the Lord shall. All right? He's here now. You ever see that picture of it? I meet you at the judgment bar. It's not a foot from where I'm standing right now. Right. It's here. See if it's the same Christ. See if that's His Spirit or not. You pray. Touch His garment. Say, Lord Jesus, let me touch You. Speak back to Brother Branham. It'll prove to me that You're the same yesterday and forever. I can't make... Yeah. I see a woman just bowed her head right here. There's the light right over the little lady. Look this way back there, lady. Second one sitting in back there. You're suffering with stomach trouble, complications. You believe that God will make you well? Do you do it? The little lady sitting second one in with her head down yet. And she'll believe with all of her heart she may have it. Do you believe it? You missed it. It's gone from you. Shame on you. So over this little lady sitting here. You believe me, you've got a promise. You believe? Look, thin looking woman sitting there by the man. You believe with all your heart. You're suffering with heart trouble. Right. Let me tell you something about yourself. You've got heart trouble so bad that you have to keep oxygen in the house. Whether you have an attack or not. Now that is true, sir. You know that. You believe it with all your heart, you can have your healing. It's up to you. What's the matter with these people?
Praise God. Hallelujah.
No wonder you're dead. You'll always be that way. Where's the numbness of your spirit? Can't you awaken to Christ?
Amen.
Don't let the innocent suffer for the guilty, God. Grace and mercy provided and still won't even recognize it. What are you going to do? Lady sitting right there seems to have faith, looking right at me. Suffering with diabetes. Diabetes. She might not understand me very well because she's a Scandinavian.
Hallelujah.
A Dane. You believe me to be God's prophet, lady? Thank you. Thank you, lady. You believe with all your heart. And the diabetes will leave you. You're not from here anyhow. You're not from the group around here. You're from up in Oregon, but you're up on the Columbia River. That's right. A place called Dells or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Your name is Mrs. Lund. That's exactly right. That's thus saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You accept it and believe it and it'll be over. What's the matter with the church anyhow?
Amen.
That man sitting there looking at me from Eugene got eyes and ear trouble. You, is that right, sir? Stand up on your feet there and accept your healing. Have you got a prayer card? You don't need one. Jesus Christ makes you well by your faith. What's the matter? Numb to the gospel? Hallelujah! That's crazy. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord Jesus. How we praise you for your goodness. You that raised your hand a while ago, and you believe me to be God's servant, come down here, let's have a word of prayer together. Walk right out of your seat. Everyone that raised your hand and you that
Now, don't think that you're right with God. In the presence of God, come right down here and I'll stand here at the altar. Let's have a word of prayer together. Every soul that wants to be saved, come now. That's it. That's right. Come out of the balcony up there. In the presence of Christ, we got to break this old cold spirit in here, friend. There's too much devil unbelief around here. That's exactly right. Run for your life. Get to Christ as quick as you can. Something's going to happen. Judgment will follow this. Don't you believe it? Shake away from that cold, formal devil that's trying to bind you down. Let every soul that's not right with God get around this altar right now. In the presence of God, I call you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come now. You know the song, Oh, Why Not Tonight? You know that chorus, Oh, Why Not Tonight? Tell us the song of God. We're going to sing an invitation song while these precious people are getting up here. Friend, I speak to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You might have done a many things in your life that's been good, no doubt for what you had. But this is the greatest move you've ever made. It's the come to time. That's exactly right. While we're singing now, I want every person in here that's not right with God to come around the altar right now. You come up here and get right with God and get that coldness away from you. Get that unbelief away from you. Why are you afraid? Jesus was standing here tonight. He said, do not be afraid. It's I. Isn't that the same way he did when he was here before? Look at the grace of God. When them people wouldn't accept it, they'll probably die with them troubles. And there he went right out to the audience and pulled them anyhow.
Amen.
To show that he's God.
Amen. Yes.
Certainly. All right? Let's sing.
Where I go.
I want some of you that's real, ill praying grounds with God. I want some of you pastors, go down here now, and I want the pastors and those Christian women that know God to come around these women here. You men who know God and interested in souls. You know what the Bible said? In this last days, the prophecy said that the people would be so cold and indifferent, and when the Holy Ghost comes through, just to seal those who sighed and cried for the abomination done in the city. I want each one of you ministers to point out me in your congregation, that person that sighs and cries day and night for the sins of the people in the city. Could you put your hand on that person? And remember, the Holy Spirit is commanded to only seal those. But not the others, they're going to perish. What are you playing church for? There's no need to play. Don't play with God. God's not a play instrument. He's God.
Amen.
Now, you that's got enough strength and belief and wants to see souls saved, come around here and stand by these women, you women, and around these men, you men, that really know God and wants to see souls saved and wants to see a revival, wants to see something happen. Come stand around them now and let's show them that we love them and we want to see God save them. Minister brothers, get out among them. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Now listen, I want to talk to you about this. You come up here. He that will confess me before man, him will I confess before my Father. Now you confess what you, or you're dilatory, how you've neglected God. You confess that is wrong. And say that I'm sorry, God, that I did that. Find favor with him. Then watch what he'll do for you. You just confess that you're wrong, and he'll take care of the rest of it. Now let's let the whole audience bow our heads, and every person wherever you are, if you're interested in these people, pray. Everybody now, walk up close to you all here and lay your hands upon somebody that's standing there. Our Heavenly Father, we are deeply grateful to see the Holy Spirit in the hour of grace and understanding break through the shackles of unbelief, tear down and shake the very tags of hell into the devil's eyes, blinding from the gospel, and yet go beyond that and pick out them souls and bring them in. You're still God. You're still Jesus, the risen one. We thank thee for these. They're standing here. They're your children. There's only one thing they can do is come and confess that they're wrong. And he that will confess his sins shall have mercy. He that hides his sins shall not prosper. You said so, God. And pray, God, that you'll break up the old, whole, horrible spirit that tries to hold this revival in captivity. We take it over in the name of the Lord Jesus and break the power of Satan by the gospel of the resurrection and the presence of Jesus Christ in this dark, evil hour. Satan, turn the people loose. Come out of them. You're a loser, and there's not a one that God's ordained to life that you can hold. They'll come anyhow, no matter what you do. They're coming anyhow. God said to them, all the Father has given me will come to me, and none of them is lost. I pray, God, that you'll hear now and make the Satan, that evil one, turn these people loose. Make each one of their homes. May their hearts be on fire. May they pray all night tonight, all day tomorrow. May there be such a thing take place until the Satan of the Lord revival in their hearts and their homes and their churches in the community. Grant it, Lord. We love you. We believe you that you are the Son of God. I want you to just say in your heart, just pray a little prayer. God, be merciful to me.
That's right. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Oh, God, each one of you feels that Christ is near you. Just raise up your hand and say, I just believe He's real near me tonight. I just feel His presence. God bless you. Just keep praying. Faithfully. Make me a Christian, Lord, just like, just as much Christian as that deer was a mother. How many's never been in a meeting before? Raise up your hand. Never been in a meeting. Well, God bless you. Many. Raise your heads just a minute if you're finished praying. I want you to look this way. I talked this week of a Jesus that's a living. I ain't told you from a creed. I told you by a Bible. By His Word, I give you His promise. That He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe that? Now, if you could see something real, you'd want it, wouldn't you? You don't want nothing bogus. You want something real. May God show you tonight, right here, that I've told you the truth. He's Messiah living. Don't doubt now. You believe. Look this way and say in your heart to Christ, you're that high priest. I believe it. Remember, let me plainly make it, I'm not the high priest. I'm just your brother. He's the high priest. My touch will mean nothing. His touch will do it. Your touch is what He's waiting on. Your touch. Your faith touch. And if He did that in His day, He'll do it again today. Don't you believe it? That man sitting there with high blood pressure, hand up to his jaw, you believe that God would grant your healing of that high blood pressure, sir? You believe it? Raise up your hand and say, I'll accept it. I don't know the man, but that's true. The lady sitting next to you there has a female disorder also. She'll believe with all her heart. You believe it, sister? Raise up your hand. Is that something real? That's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That woman that could touch back there by the feeling of her infirmities, that woman touched too. Just don't doubt. Have faith. Lady sitting right down here. She has cancer. She's praying for her cancer. Also, she's got a grandchild she's praying for. The grandchild is retarded. You believe it? God will heal? I'm a stranger to you. If that's right, wave your hands up here. Now, why didn't you have that kind of faith last night, you all? Just believe. Don't doubt. Put your hand on that lady right next to you. Will you do me a favor? She suffers with a throat trouble. What's that faith? See how easy it is if you just believe it?
Amen.
Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. Isn't He good and wonderful? Isn't that real? Man sitting right over here. He's suffering with complications. Got stomach trouble, liver trouble. God, don't let him miss it. Mr. Bryan, believe. You got it. Too sweet now. Don't do nothing interrupted. Let it be gone. I don't know the man I've never seen. God in heaven knows that, and here's my Bible over my heart. He just strike me dead this minute. What's he touch? Who did he touch? Ever who that was over there, if you don't know one another, you're strangers, raise up your hand. Ever who that was? the person loves. Any of the people sitting tall, if we're strangers to one another, raise up your hand. We don't know one another. Raise up your hand, ever who them people has been. There was just Paul just now. Sure. What about somebody in this way? Lady sitting there looking right at me. She's scared to death of that cancer. She's wondering. You're wondering if it's you. Is it me? That's the one you're talking to. I'll tell you who it is. Your name is Mrs. Brown. Now, you know who I'm talking to now. You believe that God's healed you? If you do, raise up your hand and say, I accept it. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
That alcoholic that you're praying for, you believe. You tried with all your heart, but it didn't work so good, but don't you worry, he knows about it. Now, if that's true, wave your hand like this. Nobody knows that but you and God and me.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what you're praying about. You must believe. You must have faith. Don't doubt. That colored lady sitting there by you from Portland. Yes. You believe with all your heart? Expect you can go home and be well too. Jesus Christ heals you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You believe there's something real here tonight?
Amen.
Who is it? Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Don't you believe that?
Amen.
Now, if you want to be a real Christian, you believe me. How could I stand here? How could the Holy Spirit work my sister here? Since you're a hypocrite. You think God and I are a hypocrite? No, sir. I surely got some conception of it in the 20, 31 years of service around the world, 7 times. Surely there's all kinds of... God wouldn't permit that. I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
This is true. And it's honest. I know this is right now. I'm way past. I was supposed to call him prayer for it. But it's almost 10 o'clock. I don't know where the time goes. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
That angel of God that you see on that picture is right now, right here at the back.
Hallelujah.
Thus faith the Lord. See something real. Believe it.
Amen.
If I have to stand here tomorrow afternoon, until the sun goes down until 10 o'clock tomorrow night, I'll pray for every person that wants to be prayed for, has been for it. You just don't let me keep you too long tonight. I wonder something. I just want to ask you a question. Each one of you that knows that you're not as much Christian as that mother was, as that dear was a mother, while you've seen something right in your face here, I've seen something happen right there again, that woman sitting right there. Here's a man that's prostrate, getting up at night. God bless your brother, it's over. That's just whirling everywhere.
Hallelujah.
It's going everywhere. If when that unbeliever saw something real, he was ready to repent right there.
Yes.
I wonder tonight if we couldn't have a good consecration service right now.
Yes.
Let me pray first for him before you say. Let me pray over these handkerchiefs. Let's bow our head. Heavenly Father, these. And Heavenly Father, there's many sick out in the audience. There's many praying for their loved ones and feel it, see it. They see there's something going on, Lord. I'm getting weaker all the time. I pray, God, help me. Now help me to pray a prayer of faith for them, God. They sit here and suffered it out through heat. Many of them come through difficult. Don't let them miss it tonight, God. You're here to do it. Let them see it real. Father God, one day there was a little boy herding his father's sheep. We know him as David. He was interested in his father's sheep. He had given a charge over them sheep. And he must watch them. None of them must be lost. And a lion come in and got one. Little David didn't have a magnum rifle. He only had a slingshot, but he trusted in you. He went forward. He got that little sheep that that lion took. He slew the lion and brought the sheep back to shady green pastures and laid him down with the still water because it was his father's sheep. Dear Heavenly Father, tonight, diseases like heart trouble, cancer, tuberculosis, cripples, them devils of lions is coming and got some of your sheep. He's dragging them out. They've drugged through every doctor's office and clinic. He's dragging them out. I'm going to answer him tonight, Lord. I ain't got nothing but this little slingshot of prayer, but you promised the prayer of faith will save the sick. They're your sheep and I'm coming after them. Satan, you're going to have to turn them loose. I'm bringing them back tonight. Through a prayer of faith, turn them loose and let them alone. I claim them for the Lord God in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. May your grip of unbelief break across this village and every one of them be healed. Granted, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Don't doubt it. Believe it. Do you believe it? Raise up your hand. Say, I believe it, Brother Branham. I believe it. If God can stand here and use for this, didn't He also say the prayer of faith shall save the sick? He used it in all ways. Now, how many in here that don't know God and wants to become a Christian, raise up your hand. Just say, I want to raise my hand, Brother Branham. I want to become a Christian. How many church members here that really knows that you're not living where you ought to live? There's things that you just can't understand. You're all mixed up. You don't know what to do. And you would really like to be a real Christian. Raise your hand. Say, pray for me, Brother Branham. God bless you. I wonder why we sing a song if our organist will give us the card. I love Him. I love Him because He first loved me. I wonder, just as many that believes that God would hear my prayer, and you have a need of God for such, won't you come and say, I'm surrendering my life, soul, but I see something real, something that's out of the Bible real, and I'm coming up tonight and standing around the altar. I'm coming to make my stand right now, and from this day henceforth, so help me God, I'll dedicate my life to Him. I'll be a better member in my church. I'll be a more consecrated Christian. From this hour on, I sell out to everything of the world. I'm going to be a real Christian from this hour on by the grace of God. I'm coming up, Brother Branham, to stand here. I want you to pray for me. Will you come while we stand? Come as loud as I think come. God bless you. That, whoever you are, come right on now. That's it. Consecration. That's what we want. Do you really love Him? Is your soul anything to you now? Love Him. I'll try to shake hands. good and faithful servant. He that will confess his sin. But if I regard iniquity in my heart, but God will not hear my prayer. What is iniquity? Iniquity is something that you know that you're doing that you ought not to do and still won't forgive. If I regard iniquity in my heart, knowing that I should do it and don't do it, then God's promise, the Bible promises that God will not hear your prayer. If you know you should do it and won't do it. Is that right, Brother Minister? It's true. If you regard iniquity. Now, if you belong to these churches, you say, well, that's just my pastor. He believes me to be a Christian. Right. Come consecrate yourself over your pastor. Be happy for it. He'll be happy, he knows the real sincerity, the desire of your heart is to do that what's right. I have, with my church, I sure, and you are my church. The whole world's my parish. So you are servant. Now let everybody in the audience bow and pray. Oh God, our Father, we are approaching thy throne of grace. Standing around this altar tonight stands some large group of people. Many of them are members of churches. Some of them maybe have never made a confession yet. Some of them has made it and failed. But God, I know you have confidence in a man that while he's trying, he fails, and then enough soldier to rise up on his feet and try again. God, I pray that you'll answer every one of their requests. They're standing here now, their heads bowed, their hearts bowed, they're believing you. You're their God, they're confessing their wrong, and they're wanting to be right, Lord. They want all unbelief to be taken away from them. Let the little besetting sin that does so easily upset them, let it be taken from them tonight, never to return again. I plead for each of them. You watch them when they're raised from their seat, come down from the balcony, come down out of the aisles. You say, well, that I could sit back there and done just as well. God, the altar call was to come up here. And that showed that they wasn't ashamed to admit their wrong. And they are come confessing before God and the holy angels, confessing before their fellow man that they've been wrong and they want to be right. When they walked up here, their own walking up here made their confession. Now you promised that they'd be forgiven, and I know they are, Lord. Now I turn them to you now as your servant in a word of prayer. Believing, feeling in my heart, the great Holy Spirit is well pleased with what they've done. And I pray, God, that they'll live a victorious life all the rest of their days. The rest of their days may be full of victory. May Satan, may sickness leave them. May there not be a thing bother them, and may they serve you all the days of their life. Someday, if you tarry, and they go down to the hour of death, and the old chilly winds begin to break across the bedside, or the cold vapors of the Jordan catching across their face,
We know that the old ship of Zion will blow her whistle, and she'll come by and pick up that pilgrim to take it across the river. Grant it, Lord. Land them in the land of promise safely. Give them eternal life, Lord, and raise them up at the last day. Grant it, Lord. May tomorrow each of these church members go to their church with a shining face and a testimony to the glory of God that they found a new anchor tonight, and they are now dedicated Christians to your service. In Jesus' name, I commit them to you with my prayer and all, Lord, if I found grace in your sight, take each one of them. I give them to you with all my heart. In Jesus' name. Now the ones that's around the altar here, that's come up to make your confession that you have been wrong, and you believe that God forgives you, I want you to raise up your hands. Like you raise up your hands and say, I feel in my heart that God has forgiven me. And from this night on, I pledge that I will serve God and better the rest of my days. Now I want you to turn right around to the audience. Just turn right around, all you at the altar. Turn right around to the audience. Right around this way. Now raise up your hands again towards the audience and say to this, pray for me. Say it with me. Pray for me. All the people standing here, repeat that name. Pray for me. That I'm always minister to God. I am your brother. Now I serve God. Now desire your prayer. Now all of you out there that will do that, raise your hand out there and say, I'm your brother, sister. I said my prayer. And I'm the Lord. If you, my love. Now all of us with your hands up to God. I love Him. I love Him. Every morning. Sorry. You tell every hour and every one. I'm alive and safe.